Research and implementation at Venture Strategies Innovations, a U.S.-based nonprofit organization committed to improving women's health in developing countries. Over the past 3 years, Ms. Holston has overseen the development, implementation, and evaluation of 6 community-based operations research projects in Africa and Asia, focusing on the prevention of postpartum hemorrhage with misoprostol, and 2 projects on abortion-related services. Ms. Holston holds a Master of Public Health from the University of California, Berkeley School of Public Health, right across the way, with a concentration in maternal and child health and a focus in international health.
Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of all my co-authors, one of whom is in the audience, Rachel, I am excited to talk to you today about expanding access to post-abortion care in Mozambique through the introduction of misoprostol. And I have no relationships to disclose. Unsafe abortion, as we all know, is a major contributor to maternal mortality. Whether it is legal or not, the incidence of abortion stays about the same. So in countries where abortion is legally restricted, women often turn to unsafe means to acquire an abortion, either inducing it herself or stays about the same. So in countries where abortion, consequently, for example, in East Africa, almost 1 in 5 maternal deaths are attributed to the consequences of unsafe abortion. Now, women have the right to post-abortion care services no matter the legal status of abortion in the country. However, several factors limit the availability of post-abortion care or PAC services. The treatment methods available, which I'll discuss in a moment, limit these services generally to higher-level facilities like hospitals, which require women to travel sometimes very far distances to reach. And you can imagine a woman is in a life-threatening condition and also a very sensitive condition where she may not want to tell people why she's seeking care. So overcoming the barrier of distance can be a huge obstacle for women. In addition, the number of providers available generally can be very limited. There's a lot of human resource constraints, especially in Africa. You can see this health center, which was only staffed by 1 nurse, is just very overcrowded and very overburdened. And then in particular, providers trained in the treatment of incomplete abortion and miscarriage are even fewer. So even if a woman does reach a health facility, she may have to wait a long time or be referred again to receive services. So the methods available to treat incomplete abortion and miscarriage include surgical methods such as dilation and curettage, DNC, and also manual vacuum aspiration, MVA. DNC is generally offered only at the highest, like, hospital level because it requires highly trained and skilled providers and anesthesia. MVA, the equipment you see in front of you, while able to be provided by a lower level provider and at a lower level of health facility, as you can still see, requires a lot of instruments and sterilization equipment and still requires a provider to be quite well trained and have a lot of practice and skill in providing the treatment. Misoprostol, the tablets you see here, have gained a lot of notice in the last decade or two because it provides an alternative for the treatment of incomplete abortion and miscarriage. It's a uterotonic drug, so it induces uterine contractions, and it's been shown in several studies to have comparable effectiveness to MVA and also be highly acceptable to women. You can see it's 3 tablets, easily swallowed, so compared to the instruments we saw on the previous slide, a much simpler means of treating incomplete abortion. So in Mozambique, we conducted a project to demonstrate that treatment of incomplete abortion can be treated with misoprostol feasibly at all health facilities within the healthcare system. So we were at hospitals and 2 levels of health centers. In addition, we wanted to increase PAC services by task shifting the treatment of incomplete abortion to lower level providers and health centers that previously did not have the training or the capacity to provide MVA. So we introduced a protocol that included misoprostol for post-abortion care at all levels of the healthcare system. Misoprostol was the first-line treatment for uncomplicated cases, 12 or fewer weeks gestation, and then MVA was reserved for higher gestational age or complicated cases. It's important to note that the actual treatment of the incomplete abortion is just one component of post-abortion care, and so we also emphasize the other components, which were contraceptive counseling and provision, and also referral to ensure that women had truly comprehensive services. This diagram just kind of demonstrates what the protocol looked like. So at health centers where no MVA was available, providers were able to treat uncomplicated cases of incomplete abortion and then refer those with higher gestational age or complications to the appropriate level, either a health center with MVA or a hospital. So we were in two districts of Mozambique, which you can see, and over the course of 6 months, 300 women were treated with misoprostol for incomplete abortion. Data came from service delivery forms, exit interviews, which included about two-thirds of the women who had received misoprostol during that time period, and we also conducted interviews with the providers themselves. Now, the level of health facility goes from lowest on the left to highest on the right. So a CS23 is the lowest level health center without MVA. So right away we can see that a third of the misoprostol cases during this time period were treated at the lowest level facilities, which in and of itself shows a shift already that we've shifted some of the caseload down to the lower level facilities. Additionally, across all levels, we see that MCH nurses provide the majority of treatment for when using misoprostol. Again, showing task shifting because before they actually weren't really providing that many treatment to that many women. In case your Portuguese isn't as strong, a técnico de medicina is a clinical officer, so you can see very few of them were using misoprostol because they were being used for the higher risk cases, the more complicated cases. And partera elementar is a low-level nurse who was not previously trained in MVA. So you can see at the lowest level facilities, the CS23, they were treating a third of the cases. So these are providers that before were not treating cases at all, so we see task shifting occurring there. All 28 providers that were interviewed and strongly agreed, that using misoprostol was easy to learn, that they felt comfortable using the drug, and that they would recommend it to other qualified healthcare professionals. Now, since we were talking about task shifting to new providers, a treatment to new providers and to new levels of health facility, we wanted to confirm that women were satisfied with the services that they received. So you can see that almost all women said they felt comfortable discussing family planning with their provider, and most said that they felt that the provider was able to manage pain. The smaller number, I think, is skewed for the técnico de medicina because there's only an N of three, so that just means one person did not agree with that statement. That women, almost all women, would choose to have the procedure at the same level of health facility in the future. We see that 100% of women who were treated at the lowest level facilities said that, so that's really exciting to see. And lastly, most women would rate their overall experience with misoprostol as good. So it was very exciting to see that through the introduction of misoprostol, we were able to shift the treatment of incomplete abortion and miscarriage from being solely done at hospitals and higher level health centers to small rural health centers like this one, which are much closer to where the women live. So in conclusion, the introduction of misoprostol expanded access to post-abortion care by building the capacity of providers and health facilities not previously equipped to provide MVA for treatment of incomplete abortion. And in particular, we see this with MCH nurses and partera elementares, those elementary midwives. And by shifting these services to lower level providers and lower level facilities, we're able to lower costs to the healthcare system. So we're reserving very highly skilled providers, the doctors and the clinical officers, for the complicated cases and allowing the majority of the caseload to be provided by or treated by nurses and lower level providers. Additionally, we're alleviating the burden to the women and their families because they don't have to travel as far. improving their access to their services and reducing referrals, which again also kind of circles back to lowering the cost of the healthcare system, because women are being able to be treated much quicker and not having to travel as far, their complications aren't as severe when they arrive at the health facility. So that's all. Thank you.